From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is taking his big jobs creation plan to North Carolina voters this hour. He'll tour a machine company in the Raleigh-Durham area. He's lobbying support for a nearly $450 billion package of tax cuts and new spending currently under congressional review. Republicans have said they're all for fewer taxes but are firmly opposed to hiked spending. Consumers are not lining up to buy any more goods and services compared to earlier this year. NPR's Paul Brown reports on flat retail sales for last month and what they indicate.
The new figures present a bit of a surprise because many individual auto dealers and other retailers had reported stronger August sales. But overall, here's how it works out in two major categories. Auto sales down 0.3% and clothing sales down 0.7%. Consumer spending accounts for more than two-thirds of economic activity. But with credit tight, it's dependent to a large extent on whether people have jobs. The unemployment rate is high, and the U.S. economy has expanded very little over the first half of this year. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The heads of France, Germany, and Greece hold a teleconference today about the ongoing Greek debt crisis. Economic analyst Vangelis Akapito says today's dialogue is more of an exercise in damage control than anything else.
Today's teleconference, I could only see it having a damage limitation objective because there's been too many rumors. There's a polyphony again as to what Germany or what our European partners thinking about Greece.
Europe's economic woes have certainly roiled world markets for months, but we're not seeing that today. At last check, the Dow was up 47 points at 11,153, and the NASDAQ was up 23 points at 2555. The American commander of NATO forces in Afghanistan is reporting the deaths of 16 civilians and police in the 20-hour attack on Kabul that ended this morning. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports that nearly a dozen insurgents are also dead at the hands of Afghan and NATO forces.
General John Allen said that half of the Afghan civilians killed in the attack were children. One of the two suicide bombs that detonated was outside a high school, and other civilians were killed or wounded by stray bullets and grenades as insurgents fired at the U.S. Embassy and NATO headquarters from the 10th floor of an abandoned construction site. U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan Ryan Crocker said that the attack had probably originated with the Haqqani network, and he mentioned the difficulty of fighting the insurgency with such networks finding safe havens inside Pakistan. Afghan authorities said that insurgents disguised themselves as women wearing burqas in order to infiltrate the high-security neighborhood where they started the attack. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
This is NPR News. A federal investigative panel's final report on the 2010 BP oil spill is out. It blames a faulty cement job, significant missteps, and poor management for leading to a rig explosion that killed 11 workers and caused the worst offshore oil spill in U.S. history. The panel includes investigators from the U.S. Coast Guard and the agency that regulates offshore drilling. The weather is giving fire crews hope that a massive wildfire burning in Minnesota will slow today. Minnesota Public Radio's Tim Nelson has more on the blaze in the Boundary Waters Wilderness.
Cooler weather and some potential frost could contain the blaze, which has grown to more than 100,000 acres this week. It's one of the state's biggest fires in a century and started with an August lightning strike. But Fire Information Officer Gene Bergeson says any reprieve may be temporary.
We still have the 36 residents that were evacuated the night before last. They will probably stay out of their homes at least through today and maybe longer. We're supposed to continue to have prevailing northwest winds today. And then starting tomorrow, the start of a warming trend.
Bergeson says south winds and temperatures in the 70s this weekend could fan the flames. For NPR News, I'm Tim Nelson in St. Paul.
Every single crime recorded in Chicago over the last decade is being posted online. The city today is making public every crime that has taken place over the past 10 years, with data expected to be updated daily for those who want to track crime in their own neighborhoods or study the crime trend in Chicago. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 45 points at 11,151. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.